It's Monday, it's a new week, and we have a new economic calendar in front of us. So let's take a look at what's on this week's economic calendar that could have an impact on mortgage rates and housing. Hello, this is David Licken. Welcome to today's Mortgage Minute, where we promote responsible home ownership through information and education. A lot of economic data coming out this week, starting off today with construction spending, and then it comes into the ISM, which stands for the Institute of Supply Managers Index, gives us insight to how supply managers who are ordering supplies for the manufacturing sector, how they're ordering, and it gives us insights into the growth of the manufacturing sector. So we pay close attention to that. Also then, on Wednesday, we have the ADP employment change number. Again, ADP is the large payroll service. We look at the number of net new paychecks that are being issued by companies like ADP. That tells us if there's growth in the employment area. Then also we have productivity number, trade imbalance, factory orders, and then again, some more information from the Institute of Supply Managers on the servicing index. Thursday we have jobless claims, and then Friday it's non-farm and payroll numbers as well as unemployment numbers. Now we're really interested in the last number on Friday, and that's called average earnings. We're going to be paying close attention to what is going on, not only in job growth, but earning growth. That's what we really need to really help the housing market. It's good to be with you. See you throughout this week back at this website. Thank you so much.